ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After finding two of the construction workers who were killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge this week in Baltimore, crews will start today to remove some of the wreckage. As to rebuilding,
we will come up with a design for the replacement of that bridge as quickly as possible to get the port back up and the community back up and running.
Maryland Secretary of Transportation Paul Wiedefeld. It's just too dangerous in the water right now below the bridge for dive crews to look for the four remaining people who lost their lives in the collapse. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, west of Chicago.
We have four individuals who are deceased. We have one that's in critical condition right now, and an additional four that are in stable condition.
Police Chief Carla Redd, there's no word on a motive, but there is a suspect in custody. Today is sentencing day for cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want to see him behind bars for 50 years. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5. This is ABC News. More evacuations from the violence in Haiti. A nonprofit group now says it got 51 people, including some Americans, out. New York City taking another step toward becoming the first in the country to charge a toll just for driving into part of the city. A vote yesterday approving the congestion pricing plan for Lower Manhattan. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Those new toll readers are already installed, but the plan still needs to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration. And there are several pending lawsuits in New York and New Jersey that could complicate implementation of this plan. But the MTA fully expects the tolls to kick in by June.
Most drivers will have to pay $15 to get into the congestion zone. And the Secret Service is now part of an investigation into a scam on the Girl Scouts.
These are children. You know, we're taking advantage of our children.
Fairfield, California Police spokesperson Jennifer Brantley, after somebody used fake $100 bills to buy Girl Scout cookies, three different troops in Northern California got the bogus bills. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it. $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a three-game road trip tonight in New Orleans when they play the Pelicans, but they'll be without one of their best defensive players, guard Pat Beverley, picked up in that trade last month with the 76ers. He's got torn ligaments in his right wrist. It'll require surgery. Recovery 3 to 4 months means his season is likely over. Baseball, Brewers and the Mets season opener called off today due to poor weather in New York. They'll try again tomorrow afternoon. NFL, Packers wrapping up owners' meetings in Orlando. Matt LaFleur on why he's really excited they've added Giants safety Xavier McKinney to the defense.
I love just his ability to make plays on the ball. I think you saw it in particular. Two plays that stick out to me were in that Philly game where he makes an unbelievable interception on the sidelines, and then the very next play they try to run a screen and he dissects the screen and jumps in front and picks off the ball, like back-to-back two interceptions.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Matt Nair on Air's Greg Bach and sports guy Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Up in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Morning has broken.
Now the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
7 a.m. comes too fast, roll out of the bed to that alarm clock blast. It's a beautiful morning.
At radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. State Street, just down the street from the Capitol, where all of our legislators are on vacation for
still?
10 months.
Oh.
I think most people, you know, get a 10-month vacation, so nothing unusual there.
Right, sure. Yeah, a 10-month
yes.
vacation.
It's nice to have.
They do some work, don't they? You know,
no.
Walk around the
actually,
office
they don't.
Filing papers? And...
No.
No?
No, they don't
no
do
committee
even
meetings?
That.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
It's vacant. It's
seven
for,
minutes.
It's for tours now.
What?
You can tour the Capitol.
That's okay.
Unobstructed by any politician.
Well, that's good to know. 7 minutes, 7 minutes past the hour. Highs today in the low 40s. Right now, it's still a little chilly, 25 degrees, and it's time for our Ride into Spring statewide contest here on Civic Media.
Once
here
again,
on Mad Radio.
What is the word?
92.
What is the word?
Well,
today?
I'll get to the keyword for this hour. And again, here's how it works. You have to text to win, okay? So you need the Civic Media app in order to enter the contest, and that is free. You can get it at wherever you get your apps, you know, the Apple Store or Google Play.
Okay.
You download the app. You
so
get
what's
on
the word?
I'll get to that in a moment, right. John. When we tell you that, what you do is you get the app, you go on the app, you go to the Mad Radio portion of the app, you text the word. There's a text button there,
yes,
and
there
that's
is.
How you enter. Okay, you want to know what the word is? First
time.
Of all, you could win a Chula Vista stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, an overnight stay. We do four of those a day. It's 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock,
right.
3 o'clock. That's when we do the keywords,
yep.
And that gets entered into the contest. And okay.
All right. So
you want the key word now?
What is the word now?
The word for this hour.
I'm ready.
Park. Park is the key word. Okay? Yeah. In the park. P-A-R-K.
Not park. Not hark.
So you have to text that in before 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Park.
Park is the key word for today. You could win a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay, and all our grand prizes. Also, you're entered into those. Two grand prizes, including new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a 3-in-1 blender, and a whole lot more.
All right. Saturday
all right.
in the
park. Park is the key word for this.
South time. Park.
We'll have other keywords at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
Park it.
Park. Okay?
Take park. No, that's park.
Park.
Yes, Park.
P-A-R-K.
Keep that in mind. All right, let's talk about the bridge, okay?
Okay.
The bridge collapse up there in Baltimore, you know.
So sad.
I want to take a different angle on this, all right? First of all, I want to look at what the actual federal government is going to do about it.
Mm.
Biden came out right away and said that they're going to pay for everything, every expense possible. This is the adult in the room, cut 583.
Okay.
All right.
My transportation secretary is there now. As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland and whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though.
Okay,
there you go.
That's the adult in the room, all right?
Right.
And of course, he can declare a disaster area, which allows FEMA to pay for the entire cleanup and reconstruction of that bridge.
That's what it's for, yeah.
So anyway, I'm cruising the Twitter sphere, and Aaron Ruper, who often posts there, had this warning. Can you imagine if this bridge collapse happened while Trump was president? Remember him calling Baltimore a rodent-infested mess.
Mm-hmm.
He would have refused to help rebuild unless the governor got him some Biden dirt, probably, right?
Something in return.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always transactional.
Now, MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle tweeted this. The people still unaccounted for. The workers who are on the job at 1 a.m. fixing potholes. The families experiencing unimaginable grief today. They deserve better than this absolute garbage and reprehensible stupidity. And she's referring to Fox News and Maria Bartiromo, is that it? She tried to link the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse to the whole open border problem with she was talking with Senator Gould Rick Scott. So here's that conversation, 582.
Let me also get your take on what's going on in terms of world affairs. The White House has issued a statement on this saying that there's no indication of a nefarious intent in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The ship involved in the collapse of the bridge is 948 feet long, called the Dolly, a Singaporean flagged container. But of course, you've been talking a lot about the potential for wrongdoing or potential for foul play given the wide open border. That is why you have been so adamant. Why has the Republicans had such a hard time securing this border? The president says he's not going to take his executive action. You know that.
Well, we all have to stand together. We all have to say that it takes 60 votes to pass anything in the Senate. And so Republicans have to stand together and say, look, we're not going to do anything else unless we secure the border.
That's it. That's the solution.
Really?
It's the border. Secure the border. Talk about being on message. I mean, every problem is obviously centered on the border problem.
Right.
My God, give us a break.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got now The Daily Show chiming in on this whole thing, and Jordan Klepper, 589 is that cut. Let's listen to him.
Okay. Now, early indications suggest the crash was caused by a power failure on the ship. But that's not going to stop America's professional fearmongers from blaming it on whatever's most convenient to them.
The White House says there are no indications of foul play here. Of course, we're all worried about a potential, you know, terrorist attack, given the wide open border.
You know, I'm no expert on what's going on the seas, but all I would say is that if you talk to employers in America, they'll tell you that filling slots with employees who aren't drug-addled is a very huge problems.
And what are we doing to make sure that we have the best infrastructure in the world so that when a ship passes by and clips the bridge, that it doesn't entirely collapse?
Alex Jones tweeting, looks deliberate to me. A cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started.
World War III has already started. But I have Dune tickets this weekend. You know, media figures, you are allowed to just say, we're waiting for more information, right?
That's it.
We don't need to fill every moment of uncertainty with bullshit. It might be too early to speculate, but can we prove that this wasn't P. Diddy's getaway sex barge? Stay tuned. Look, of course America's infrastructure is in need of updating, but I don't think this is the proof Falling down is kind of what you expect a bridge to do when a giant cargo ship slams into it. If your grandma gets body slammed by the rock, you're not going to blame her broken bones on a calcium deficiency.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's certainly a good point of view. Yeah, all right.
Right.
But then we have Laura Logan.
Oh, no. Laura Logan?
She's been out there covering wars. I mean, she's got,
what happened
she's
to
got
her?
Awards, you know, lining shelves in whatever, you know, odd apartment she is renting at the time.
Well, she was on 60. I mean, she was well respected.
She was once, and then all of a sudden point, she just tipped into the crazy
happened.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she posted this. Multiple intel sources. Baltimore bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely cyber, and our intel agencies know it. In information warfare terms, they just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line exactly like the Civil War. This is Laura Logan's
good
analysis,
night.
Okay?
Yeah.
Second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material, now down for 4 to 5 years, which is how long they say it will take to recover. Bridge was built specifically to move hazardous material. That supply chain now is crippled. No mistake. This was an extraordinarily incredible attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. They have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, lethal combination.
Is Laura Logan actually working for a news organization anymore of any kind, or is she just tweeting?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know, maybe it's some weird AON thing.
Yeah, she's bounced around a bit, but
yeah.
Yeah.
She's
in the crazy zone now.
Just a little bit out there.
Just a little.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's been out there for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's too bad. It's hard to know, you know, what can turn a person's brain into mush like that so quickly.
Well, she covered a lot of war stuff, you know. I mean, she was in Afghanistan, I believe.
Yeah. Well, she has definitely done extraordinary work.
She's won a lot of awards.
I couldn't believe the stuff she reported on.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I started watching a few other reports lately, and in the last at least 5 years, and it's just over the top crazy.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
It's sad, actually, what happened to her. I wonder how she has been making a living all this time, because I don't think she's working
right.
for any regular news
what
organization.
What could you possibly be doing at this point, right?
But, yeah.
Well, it's crazy talk, and, you know, mega say the darndest things. So we've got another cut
here. More?
Yeah,
Really?
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff here. Let's just play this next one.
Okay.
All right, and it is cut 408.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what that one's all about. I'm not quite sure I know.
Mm-hmm. I am. What do you do in that event? If he is the nominee and it's he and Joe Biden, what do you do?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Is there any chance you would stay at home on Election Day?
No. I love American democracy too much that Biden and Trump, if it's a Biden and Trump race, then I would vote for Biden even if he was dead.
No chance I'd stay home. I've never.
And I'm a Republican.
Have you decided who you're going to support on Tuesday?
Yes, I think I have. I think I'm a Nikki supporter.
Are you open to supporting Joe Biden?
I am. I voted for him in the last election. I haven't been pleased with some of his policies.
What have you been most displeased with?
Just the spending and his treatment of the border. I think we've got real problems that he's failing to recognize and do something with. He's a much better choice than Trump.
Here you go. And those are MAGAs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the darndest things that they'll vote for Biden.
Coming right back with more.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah.
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. all together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Capital City, Madison, broadcasting live. And I know we got to mention the word, right?
Yeah, we got to mention the key word, John. It's 20 minutes past 7. So in this 7 o'clock hour, the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, the key word for the 7 o'clock hour is park, P-A-R-K, okay? Park.
All right.
Park. All right, that's the key word. All right. We'll get to more in a little while.
All right.
Okay.
I had a epiphanic moment.
A what?
Yesterday. An epiphany. After I read a certain tweet, it all just became very clear to me about the whole meaning behind DEI and why they want to get rid of it. They're so adamant about getting rid of DEI. Hmm. And now everything is just as clear as a bell. And I'm going to pass along this tweet that focuses everything you've ever wanted to know about DEI into just one word.
Really? Yeah. Everything you wanted to know about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
That's right.
It's all just, it's just right all, here, right
all
now?
Right here, right now. All right. In this Twitter X.
I'm on the edge of my chair.
You will just not believe this. This is a guy, I am yes, you are no. That's his Twitter handle. Mm. And he wrote this. This, and it was a clip of Baltimore's mayor.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapse of Francis Scott Key Bridge. Okay, that is it. It all just became very clear to me after that. He is black. That mayor is black. And the DEI mayor, this is what they're fighting. They're fighting against having black people doing anything, being a part of anything. They want a white nation. This is as clear as you can get it. And this, by the way, is just one comment. After this, I saw a few others where they mention, and they're talking about a black individual, but they're saying it's a DEI whatever, position that they have. Mm-hmm. This is as clear as you can get. That's what it's all about. And now we know what Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, is all about. This is what he's talking about. This is why he is so, so adamant about getting rid of DEI at the UW or any place. This is the whole point. This is a white Christian nation that they definitely want in place. They want to stop everything now. They don't want integration. They don't want diversity or inclusion. They want to prevent all of that from happening, and the quickest way is to ban this stuff and use the power of money and government to stop it all from happening. So I hope this has clarified it for just about everybody. Again, the DEI mayor of Baltimore. This is just truly, you know, a clarifying moment for everybody, I think. What do you think? Am I on the right track here?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to step out too far.
No.
Although I oftentimes do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I just thought it was an observation that I think it really just kind of explains everything. Because it's just hard to imagine why anybody would be so
against DEI. I mean, what's the point? You know, diversity. How could you possibly be against diversity or inclusion or, you know, or equity? How could you be against any of that stuff? But they have chosen to be against it. And it has to be centered around minorities, especially black individuals, doing anything in society or being a part of anything in society. They really want to clarify this. And this is what DEI is all about. Here are a few responses, by the way, from the readers of this. DEI is the new N word, I guess. DEI mayor, when in reality he is just a black man elected with 70.49% of the vote in the city. That is 62.3% black. The racism on this app is sickening, of course, on Twitter. By DEI, you mean democratically elected individual? So, yeah, there's just a few responses. But, yeah, a lot of people noticed what this has all really come down to at this point. All right.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to get to something a little bit crazier. And this is a very short clip.
Even crazier than that. Okay.
588, and it is about sucker punches. Fox host suggested that sucker punch incidents in New York are Joe Biden's fault. Let's check that clip out, a short clip.
What you can do is do not be on your phone. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your earbuds low. And pray that come November, there's a different change of leadership here, because if there was a Republican in office, the laws would actually be enforced, police wouldn't be defunded, and we wouldn't be in this situation.
There you go.
Really? Okay.
So that's the root of it. You know, that Joe Biden, you know? Oh, my God.
It goes on and on and on.
Well, you know, laws aren't being enforced under Joe Biden. You know,
really?
He just decided that was one of his policy issues.
Yeah,
just wanted to make sure that, you know, in this country, we don't enforce laws anymore.
No.
Under, of course, Trump, everybody was under the gun, under the iron fist of government. All right. So, anyway.
Yeah, there's two different justice systems.
There really is. There really is. So how about a justice system here in this state has been revamped just a little bit, and that is the new liberal Supreme Court. They have adjusted things just a little bit. We're watching the court cases of Donald Trump just string out forever. Yeah. I don't think any of this is ever going to be taken care of. It's just incredible what is happening out there and how judges are bowing to help Trump out. It's just phenomenal. I mean, he can beat up on the judges, on the prosecutors, on the jurists. He could get them, you know, life-threatening phone calls, but they're still bending over to lower his bail.
Yeah, and delay things. Yes. Just push it down. You know, another motion to delay. All of that. It just keeps happening. That's what their lawyers are all about.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
But in this state, not going to happen. The state Supreme Court made some adjustments here.
Yeah.
The justices who want to write a dissent in some matters before the court will have to do so within 2 days. Apparently, they've been dragging this out. Parties in a case will have some of their windows to respond to other matters trimmed to just 14 days instead of stringing that out, as we are seeing with Trump. And the court can agree to hear a case by a majority vote of members who show up for the meetings rather than a majority of the entire court, which reportedly has had difficulties getting all the justices in the same room.
What?
And that is something that the conservative, believe it or not, the conservative justices have not been showing up so that they can't do a lot of stuff.
And they got to show up.
Yes, they don't. Well, they didn't have to until now. Now the Supreme Court has adjusted those rules, and now anybody who shows up can vote and hear a case. All right?
Okay.
And so a lot of things are speeding up and working much more smoothly than what the conservatives on the Supreme Court justices have been trying to plan all along.
Okay. It is 7:29. 25 degrees, highs in the low 40s today. Coming up after news, weather, and check of ag markets with Pam Yonke, we're going to be talking with Christina Leffring from ToneMadison.com on the John and Gordy Show.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's the last day of the WPS Farm Show at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh, and if you attend, there's one element you might be surprised by. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We've got that surprise for you next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
The youth element is one item that may surprise some attendees at this year's WPS Farm Show at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. From strollers right on through to middle school students on spring break to high school FFA members, the youth element is something that Matt Cullen with the WPS Farm Show is emphasizing.
But just getting a chance to really look around at what's going on in the world of agriculture. What are the different machines? You see kids getting a chance to, you know, climb into the biggest tractors that are here on the grounds. But for some of the other older children or maybe teenagers, this is a chance for them to maybe get introduced to careers in the agriculture industry, especially our FFA chapters and the kids that are taking part in those. We have them staffing our informational booths. So this is a chance for them to also kind of get immersed into this industry and see perhaps if this is something that they would like to explore for a career as they finish up high school and go on into the future.
Matt Cullen with the WPS Farm Show wrapping up today at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. One attractive point for the parents, grandparents, uncles, and aunts that accompany those youth. Admission and parking are free.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
And speaking of youth, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is presenting 7 winners their annual scholarships totaling $19,000. Over the past 27 years, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers have presented $3,000 scholarships to 48 different students that are pursuing an interest in the Dairy Manufacturing Dairy Industry Award. More details at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon, our high 54, with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelets for only half the price of four.
What a deal.
Seems like a deal.
Yeah. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. And so, and on your social media dial as well. Check us out there. Facebook, YouTube.
Twitter X.
Yeah, Twitter X.
Did you mention that? Okay. The Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest.
Yes.
Moving on. It's a statewide contest here on Civic Media. All of our stations are participating. And this is where you could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We do this at 7, 10, 1, and 3 o'clock. So for our 7 o'clock hour, and again, you have to text this word in on your Civic Media app in order to participate. The word this hour is park, okay? You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning. Park, P-A-R-K, is the keyword for this hour, and good luck.
All right. And now I just want to bring up the fact that there's a litmus test. If you want to be a part of the administration coming up, there...
Sorry, John. Oh. We're trying to get your attention.
My
here.
Attention. All right. Well, I guess we'll get to the litmus test in a little while.
We'll hold on to that
for
a moment. Yep. But first, we want to introduce our guest, Christina Leffring from ToneMadison.com. She is back with us this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. You have some great stories coming up on Tone Madison. And the one that caught my interest was the Zuckerbucks story. I'm not going to say the title, and you shouldn't either.
But I don't think the FCC will let us.
No, no. But this is this is about the ballot referendum amendments for the Constitution. And, of course, one of them kind of bans any kind of outside funding for our elections in the state. What's the story about?
So it's just kind of a reminder because, a lot has happened in the past 4 years, and people might not realize that these amendments, while they're kind of innocuously worded, they do have a very specific history going back to the spring primary in 2020. I don't know if you remember that, but...
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. They didn't come back. They didn't try to help. They sent everything to the Supreme Court via a legal institute. That's how they dealt with it. And that was basically not dealing with it at all. And then, of course, then we had these outside groups coming in to help out a little bit, buy some of the protective devices, masks and the... sanitizers, shields, and stuff like that to help these people process the votes.
Yeah, well, because I was actually in Racine. I was working at the newspaper there during 2020, and Racine had a woman who was working in the mayor's office that would apply for grants. Mm-hmm. And so she actually coordinated with the mayors of the other five major cities that got the first round of grants from the Center for Tech and Civic Life.
That's right.
And so they applied for this funding so that they could have more resources to, mitigate the COVID pandemic in the fall election. Because remember, we had huge turnout for that election, and people knew that we were going to have huge turnout. And this was still very early in the pandemic.
Yep.
So,
and they did everything they could to try to get Governor Evers' problem solving somehow repealed. And
exactly. I mean, for that April election, Evers tried to push it back to June.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember, April was still really, really early in the pandemic.
Right.
I don't even know if I had a cloth mask at that point. I'm not sure. I can't remember when exactly that happened, but
it was pretty much a blur for me, but
I do distinctly remember, seeing photos of people lined up for dozens and dozens of people. I don't know how long they went. And there was some lady in the line who was holding a sign that said, "This is ridiculous."
It certainly was. So here's an important point, too. The Zuckerbucks from Facebook, obviously, that was a small part of all the money that was contributed into this fund, into this organization that helped out with the election, right?
Exactly. Mark Zuckerberg and Dr. Priscilla Chan, his wife, they made like a $350 million donation that year. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I didn't see any presence from Facebook on their board of directors or, you know, any kind of sign that, you know, the way that Wisconsin Republicans have tried to portray this whole thing, they make it sound like Mark Zuckerberg personally flew down to Milwaukee and paid people to vote for Joe Biden, which is, you know, not what happened, but also like this idea that Facebook is somehow a liberal company is also absurd.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at their, I included a link to their open ballot profile where it shows that they donate to both parties, like semi evenly, but they do pay a little bit more to Republicans. And you know, they're a business.
Well, the criticism is that, you know, all of these big cities are, of course, Democratic strongholds. You know, it's not our fault, you know, that is the way it is. I mean, let's have a Republican stronghold, big city in Wisconsin, huh? Start one, you guys, see if you can even manage a city at this point. But anyway, that money went to other cities as well, small communities, local communities, rural communities. They also got a lot of that money as well. Certainly not as much as the big cities, but you know, they got the cash. It helped them, and that was what it's all about. And what we're looking at here is maybe what the Republicans are planning on doing is starving elections and preventing it from being funded in this state and doing whatever they can to prevent people from getting out there and voting and standing in long lines and hopefully discouraging people from standing in the lines for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, first to clarify with the funding a little bit, that first chunk of funding was what was applied for by the five cities, and they got that. And then after that, maybe it was because of some of the like blowback that the organization was getting because of giving money to these big cities, there was another round of funding, but they gave money to over 100 municipalities across the state.
Yep.
But with what you were saying, I mean, do you remember when Madison to adapt to, you know, the COVID pandemic, they would have a poll worker or someone from the clerk's office sit in a park, and that was it. Yep. Like they would sit in a park and you could walk up to them and give them your absentee ballot.
Right.
That is the whole thing. And they turned it into this whole story about like ballot harvesting and made it sound like it was something nefarious when it was literally, instead of sitting indoors in a community center, they were sitting in a park.
Right, in an open space where you're less likely to get contaminated, at least in the air, via the air.
Right.
We're talking with Christina Leffring from ToneMadison.com. Christina, tell us about this story that you have about uninstructed voters helping Republicans by Scott Gordon. Has this?
This was kind of a pushback against this idea that we're hearing from kind of the Democratic establishment that this campaign telling people who do not support the way that the Biden administration is handling the war in Gaza to vote uninstructed in the primary. And that this is somehow enabling Republicans. I mean, first and foremost, like Biden's going to be the nominee. There's no one else numerically who's going to be able to get there. So, you know, once again, we're faced with a Trump-Biden matchup, which nobody wants. But also, you know, for people who are really disappointed with how this administration has handled this whole situation, This is a way to send a message of, you know, this is what we want you to take action
right, on. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
If you want our vote, you need to do something to stop what's happening in Gaza.
Yep. And I think it's a good way to protest in this case. You know, we just saw a headline just this morning mm-hmm. that Netanyahu is saying that they're a few days away from ending the war, taking out.
Yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to end in a few days.
Hamas is over with in just a couple of days. That's a promise from Netanyahu, right?
Yeah.
All right. A little delay tactic right there. No doubt about it.
And what does that even mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Like, what does it mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because with the situation in Rafah is really dire, mm-hmm. and they're not letting humanitarian aid in. And the Biden administration keeps trying to act like, you know, there's only so much they can do, but I mean, Ronald Reagan was able to stop a conflict in Israel in the 80s, and that was Reagan.
Yeah.
So, like, the U.S. has a lot more power in this situation than I think the administration is admitting.
Well, I think it should have been done a long time ago, you know, just writing a blank check and letting, you know, Israel or any country do anything they want, I think was kind of a big mistake. But that has been a huge debate tactic for a long time for people who, you know, support just unquestionable support for Israel. And, you know, nothing should be that clear. There should be something, you know, wrapped in with that, you know, some strings attached to it.
Right. I mean, legally, we have a law on the books that says that whenever we give money to a foreign country, that we have to ensure that, you know, that money isn't going towards actions that could be considered like war crimes or, you know, unethical. I can't remember the name of the particular legislation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was they had a vote a few months ago that would have asked the State Department to investigate whether the aid going to Israel was in any way connected to war crimes in Gaza.
Right.
And a lot of people voted against it, including Democrats. And it's just been really frustrating because we have these rules in place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Talking with Christina Leffring, let's go to the phones. Mark has a question for you, Christina. Mark, go ahead.
You're talking about the pandemic and the voting and the Zuckerbucks and all that. They're just reminding me the image I have in my head of Robin Voss wearing the full gear, protective gear. That was the same kind of gear that the nurses were wearing when they're giving them my chemotherapy in the first half of 2020 there. That they had a mask on, they had to wear a gown. And each time they came in and out of the room, they had to change their mask. And but then I got halfway into the pandemic, when the pandemic hit, then they had to change all that. They had to ration their masks. And Robin Voss, you know, using that gear when actual healthcare workers would actually need it, it was just an insult. I mean, that it just is. I struggle to remain FCC compliant when referring to Robin Voss.
We're going
to
get back to our guest, but I agree with you completely. It was almost like a Daily Show bit watching him do that and saying everything is safe. You can go out and vote. Remember that? It's just amazing.
Right? I remember that very well.
Yeah. He looked the camera straight in the eye and said, "You are incredibly safe to go out covered head to toe in PPE."
Yes. Just an amazing thing. Oh, man. Do we have time at all?
We got about less than a minute here. So, Christina, can you hang with us here for a few more minutes?
Sure, can do.
All right. We want to get to our next question, topic, mm-hmm. basically Title 6.
We'll get to that in just a moment. It is coming up on 7:49. We're talking with Christina Leffring from ToneMadison.com. More with John and Gordy coming up.
Listen. listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
All right.
Take this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
Yes, isn't it? On Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Social media dial as well. Check those out. We're broadcasting live video images. High tech, real high tech stuff.
That's it. That's it. And, we're with Christina Leffring from ToneMadison.com, and we want to get into the Title VI investigation.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, so this, where do we start with this one? So, I mean, it starts with a complaint filed by someone who's not even affiliated with the campus. And this is some guy, let's see, I'm trying to pull up his name. I can't remember it off the top of my head, So it was triggered by a complaint filed by Zachary Marshall. He's the editor of, something called Campus Reform, a self-described conservative watchdog of higher education. And he claims that he filed it in, defense of Jewish students. And so a Title VI investigation is for discrimination due to people's shared ancestry. That's the language. And this writer who did this story for us talked about how there's been dozens of investigations that have.
Is it investigations of protests on UW campus? Is that what they're trying to discourage this?
So that's the thing, is that like with each individual investigation, they don't talk about what the investigation is specifically about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It says the DOE has opened at least 54 investigations into alleged discrimination involving shared ancestry. In a press release, the department describes these investigations as covering both anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents, but suggests that the anti-Semitic incidents outnumber the Islamophobic incidents 2-1.
Well,
a real discrepancy in what they're investigating there.
A lot of times, just, you know, people who are standing up for Palestinians are called anti-Semitic. So, you know, you could imagine why there are more reports on that than, you know, any other report. It's sad that that is what's happening on our campuses. You know, people should be able to have some free speech, protest what they want to protest, and shouldn't be called names or categorized in any kind of negative way for, you know, speaking their minds in regards to this. You know, it's not like white nationalists are out there, you know, trying to make their point. So the investigation is ongoing. A number of investigations in regards to this on our campuses.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really, really well.
I'd be curious to read about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is really concerning the conflation of anti-Semitism with protests against what's happening in Gaza,
yes.
because the two are not related. You know, is there maybe some crossover? Maybe, but it's really dangerous to say that, you know, it's anti-Semitic to not hold Israel accountable for its actions in Gaza.
Right. And what now? You have another feature, and you, your website, Tone Madison, features art and cartoons and comics. And you have somebody who is doing a comic about inaccessible bus stops. What is all that about?
Yeah, tell us about that.
That sounds interesting.
I really enjoy this series. This is something that Rachel Lichtman, she's an artist. I believe she's self-taught artist, which I love her art style. It's like blue, black, and white, and kind of merges being realistic and cartoony. But what she has done, it started out as like an Instagram project where one day she was at a bus stop and a bus had like left her behind. And so she got frustrated and like seeing how inaccessible the bus stop was, she drew it and posted it on Instagram. And then she started doing this with more bus stops. And for me, I feel like this is a great series because it not only teaches you something new, but it's really taught me a new way of looking at our public transit infrastructure, thinking about like, what do people need to be able to access public infrastructure in a way that is, you know, conducive to their health and their needs, but also their dignity.
Right.
There's one image in there of a man on crutches standing at a bus stop in the rain. And, you know, I think that a lot of people who don't use public transit maybe don't think about the consequences of the lack of shelter and seating at these bus stops. But, you know, it's cruel in a way.
Yeah. Well, Christina, we're all out of time for today. Thank you for joining us. Christina Leffering from ToneMadison.com. If people want to find out more, they can go to that site. And if people want to offer up some ideas for your website, they can also go there, right, Christina?
Exactly. And Rachel is taking submissions. If you see a bus stop that looks inaccessible or not well tended to, you can send those to her and she'll draw them.
Excellent. All right. Contact Tone Madison in regards to that.
Christina, thank you very much.
Yeah, fun site
thank
to go
you.
To. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Take care.
All right.
Very good. Well, one more time here before we get to the 8 o'clock hour. If you're still thinking about texting in, you've got just a minute or two. The keyword for this hour, park. In our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest, park is the keyword. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy Thursday. I know.
I have like tons of stories
here. Well, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to wait till tomorrow, John, because that's dumpster. It's a dumpster fire Friday tomorrow, last Friday of the month. That's where we clean out our files.
All right. Well, we can get rid of a lot of these stories at that point.
And, of course, Rocker will be with us to talk about what's happening in the lair this weekend.
Yeah.
On behalf of Sam Davison, John Peterson, and myself, Gordy Young. Yes. We hope you have a great day. Right. Thanks for joining. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll be live in Richland Center to talk to a local group of Making a Difference on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Native American issues are human issues.
Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The remains of two construction workers killed when the Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore this week have been found.